Sunshine Radio.
Hello, Nick Jones here, and some beautiful weather we've had over the last few days. So we thought we'd pop down to Ludlow Farm Shop to meet Managing Director John Edwards and find out how challenging it's been through the COVID pandemic at the farm shop and what's coming up over the next couple of months.
So last 2 years, everyone knows COVID has been really, really challenging times. It's actually taught us quite a few things. We've learned some good lessons, everything from the Clive opening times, how often we need to be open, and to the farm shop. The farm shop has had a really good 2 years in terms of support from the locals. We've seen more people coming in that live locally, that maybe wanted to avoid chains, wanted to avoid the supermarkets, and came back to us. We've seen departments that over the previous 4 or 5 years have been declining, so things like the butchery, as a national sort of industry, the butchery is sort of slowing down. Throughout COVID, it actually bounced back massively to the point where it's now busier than it ever has been, and that kind of booked the trend for what's happening with butchers, with all the sort of people eating less meats, but we're really, really busy. So over the last 2 years, although it's been challenging, we have seen some real glimmers of positivity, and that's mainly about the support that the local area has given to the farm shop by possibly avoiding some of the supermarket chains.
So what plans have you got coming up through the rest of 2022 and into 2023 for the farm shop and the rest of the estate?
So we've got a lot of plans. Obviously, the last 2 years have been really challenging for us, and the lack of footfall on the A49 has been a big challenge. So we've done a number of things. We've, based on customer feedback, we've opened a new takeaway recently, and that's going like a train at the moment. That's really successful. So we're looking to do more things to make the area and the site a destination. We're looking at dog walking. We're looking at a number of new units on site. We're looking at new ranges that are specific to the local area. So it is really about making ourselves a destination, about talking to our customers, understand what they need. We've got some new people coming into one of our units, a new company coming in there. I can't talk about who it is, but when they arrive on site in the old Isle of Bikes unit, hopefully we'll be able to add some value to people visiting us on site. We are looking at lots of activities in the Clive. We've just done a murder mystery weekend. We're doing lots of events in terms of things like state nights, game nights. Another murder mystery weekend will be after Christmas. So it's about making the site really event-led. You then take the farm shop, the same with the farm shop. We've got activities running through the whole of this year. We've got Santa for the first time for 2 years. We've got Santa back on site in December. And he's got every year we've had him here for the last 6 years pre to COVID. He's gone down an absolute storm. He's back on site this year. So that's looking good. So it's all about activities, all about making this place an event destination for people. And that's what our plans are all about this year.
So you've got a fun day coming up on the 20th of August, a Saturday. What time's that on, and what's happening on the day?
We've got all sorts. So we've got lots of things for the children. Everything from donkey rides. We've got bouncy castles, bouncy slides. We've got activities such as biscuit making, decorating. We have got loads of traditional games, almost like Summer Fate type games. Whack-a-rat, Lucky Dip, Hook-a-Duck, those type of things. Traditional sort of Summer Fate games. We've got a magician on site all afternoon, going around like street magic. We've got face painting, glitter tattoos. So we've got all sorts of things for children. For the mums and dads and the adults, we've got cocktails. The Clive are doing some cocktails. We've got Penrose Gin are here doing some sampling, and also able to buy from them. We've got Longmin Cider. Heartsease are also here. They've got a stand here as well. And then for the entertainment, we've got an open mic day, so that's running the whole day. Infinity Dance and Performing Arts, and we've got some Morris dancers as well. So pretty much something for everyone, really, we hope.
I think you've covered everything there on what you got. How much to get in there?
It's free to get in. We this is not about us making money. This is about us just doing something nice for the area and for the locals. So free to get in. There's a number of things that there's a small charge, 50p, maybe a pound for some of the other things, but overall really, really low prices, but free to get in.
And the times that this is going to be on?
So this opens at 10 o'clock, and it runs pretty much everything through till 4 o'clock.
This is Sunshine